just put it right there. If there's something you say that you don't want to have taped, you can just press the stop.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. There's nothing I've got to say that doesn't belong to the world.
Okay.
It belongs to everybody. Everything I say or what I do or whatever, it's not mine. I can't put a label on anything I do because it doesn't belong to me. Everything I've ever learned, everything I've ever done belongs to the people of the world because that's where I learn it.
Yeah.
So I just give it back. Only I give it back in my way.
Yeah.
It's different than trying to say something that's... I think I've got an idea on the world. This comes from Australia. I'm doing a paper for my master's at Carleton University up here, and where Parker is. And it's called Think the World into Being. Now, the thought concept is you think rock, it's rock. You think trees, they're trees. Then we segregate them, eh? And we say maple, walnut, so forth, birch, whatever we want to say about trees. That's only for our own separation. But that belongs to us. And because of that process, we have begun, because we think we control it, we are beginning to destroy. We are beginning to destroy the world. The world we live in. Because we've segregated. And the teacher, the greatest teacher we had, is the spider. The spider builds its web. And in the web of that spider, as he makes his web, in a circle, in the center, that's where we build a fire, the fire of life. But in the center, the spider also builds. Very center wire, and that's where he stays. A fly lands on a spider, on his web, spider's web. He goes after that, but that's only sustenance. So we do the same thing. Sustenance is here, as we see it. But what the spider is really teaching us is we're all abstract. We're divided so thinly and divided one from another. Instead of us being one together as humanity, we broke ourselves its portion and we become a part, a small part of each other. And so we cannot be the whole, as the spider tried to teach us. The circle of life, contains everything there is. No way we can be that, unless we know what that circle is, the spider built. That's one of our greatest teachers. The bear is another one. He shows all the medicines there is. You watch him. He'll tell you every medicine. And that's where we get our learning. That's learning. And learning isn't out of institutions. It's only a copy of what man is trying to put into books and translate it to other ones, and they quit learning. Instead, they institutionalize and they become a victim of some kind of institutionalization. A victim of. Not that you're trying. I'm not saying that. And I'm not against schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for them. Only they don't know what they're doing. In any of the schools, when you take our children from us, at a very young age, 4 and 5, God knows, you know, 20, 22, 24, 26, I don't know how old, but they take them away from us. They're removed from the world of experience and the world of knowledge that is transformed out of books. And that's what institutions are all about. There's no knowledge there. The knowledge isn't there. It's only information. Did Parker tell you about the thing I done at the Great Canadian Theater with Willie Dunn and
I saw a poster at Willie Dunn's place that announced that, but I know Parker didn't tell me anything about that.
Well, you should ask. Willie Dunn come on first and sang. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And then I come on. I'm sort of a comedian, you know.
You mean the entertainer?
Yeah, the entertainer, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what I did. But I got up there and I tore the university apart. I see all these guys, they call themselves teachers, professors, and so forth. University, I said, you know how stupid they are? I said, they gave me a grant to go to Northwest Territory to look for my teeth. Well, I don't know what Parker thinks in his head about all that.
He didn't mention it.
Oh, and other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have no idea what they
about.
There were about 3 professors from the university that came there.
Mm-hmm. When you go to Penticton, you'll be meet. Do you know Glenn Douglas? He's an elder from the Okanagan.
No.
He works there at an Alkin Center. So when you see him, we spend a lot of time together while I was there. He taught me. Yeah, I know. He taught me a lot. So when you see him, give him my regards and say we met here.
All right.
He gave me a lot of teaching while I was there. So I was really. And
yeah.
Also my regards to Janet Armstrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's good. She's really good. I'd like to come back to the book. You said that it's all based on your life, and it was taped.
Yeah.
And who edited it?
Ted Poole.
Ted Poole. Did he write it down from the tape?
From the tape, it was all put on the paper.
Okay, and then you made some cuts.
then we made the cuts that were necessary. There was some types that went right through, and it was just a few words.
Oh yeah,
mostly sound.
Right? Yeah.
And we sat by a big fire and we drank wine. And we ate. We had two different quarters. One was in the kitchen. One was outside. Some places we only need one table for And he asked me about how I felt. More than anything, he talked about how did you feel? How did you feel? Do you remember how you felt at times?
Oh, yeah.
You were 8 years old, or when you were 10, or when you were 14. How did you feel? And he asked me about the first time I had a woman. How did you feel about it? And I told him, you know, just how I felt, experience. And we put it all on to paper.
Yeah.
See, and then he'd say, now this is what come off. What do you want? Anything you want taken out or?
So he showed you all that, and you could decide what would stay in and
yeah.
Oh yeah, okay.
So him and I worked at it.
But it's really your book.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just sort of helped with the formal things.
Yeah. And he told some a couple of good stories. So I decided he said, well, it's your book, Wilbert. It's finished and there it is. And I said, no. Okay, this is my book. It belongs to you and I.
Okay. So it was your idea to have both names?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't let him get away with it. So we made it his book.
So you thought if you get a lot of flack, he would get some too, huh?
But he's a... Too bad you never met him.
Where does he live?
Just over the mountains from Penticton.
Oh, I see.
You go down to Soyuz, cross over the mountain in the Kettle Valley, and that's where he lives.
Oh, I see. Is he a native person?
No. Background, yes. Where? But he doesn't claim to be a native.
Where?
But he did get a settlement from Minnesota. I think he gave him a check one time for settlement in Minnesota. $1. And he gave the check to me.
So did you ever make any money off that book?
No.
Nothing at all?
Well, I get royalties if they're selling over in Germany. And where is it? Where is the other country?
Switzerland?
Yeah.
So you do get royalties from them?
Yeah, I get royalties, but very little.
Yeah, that's always the problem about books. You never get rich on books.
No.
You lose money on books, I know that. And the English edition, I mean the English language edition, is that still in print?
Not that I know of. McCallum Stewart did it in paperback in Canada.
Yeah.
Pantheon Books in New York did the hardback.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got the paperback at home.
Yeah. That was You got it back in Germany?
No, in English.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. I think in Germany, is it out in paperback? I think it's a hardcover, right?
No.
In Germany, it's a paperback also?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I don't go into the German translations. I read the English.
Huh? Oh, mm-hmm. German. Printed in Germany.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful cover.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and they call it... tree is a tree.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Ivy ein Baum.
Yeah,
that's the one. Yeah?
That's the one.
That's right. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it's printed in German. But in English, it's no foreign land.
Yeah, that's the one I thought.
And that's too bad that they changed the name in German. But I suppose that's what they saw. But why I'm saying no foreign land, there is no foreign land.
That's right. You know, this very often happens that German publishers, when they bring out a translation, they change the name altogether, and very often it's for the worse. I don't know why they do it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't have any power, you're using your TV.
Well,
so you're not very happy about the German title, huh?
Well, not the title so much, but the cover.
It is, yes.
Beautiful.
It is, yes.
Much nicer than what they put out over here.
That's true.
And it's really beautiful book.
Mm-hmm.
And German, I don't understand it. I can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I got only two copies. I should have got seven.
Uh-huh. But you didn't get seven?
No, I only got two copies.
Did you ever write to them and tell them
no?
Because they would send it, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I'd like to have the other copy.
Write down your address, will you?
Because I know they're going to take one.
Not that much stuff.
Okay.
But anyway,
I don't want to have a blank paper there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I love it. 60
gone. Mm-hmm.
Ottawa. Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. That's why I have to insure.
You know the postal code?
That's what I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I just moved. I just lived down the street here.
Oh, I see.
See, I used to live over here
mm-hmm.
with Nancy, but she kind of disowned me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't live there. Or... Eva Taylor. Eva Taylor, now it's 32B8L1. Okay.
Is this Eva Taylor Street?
Yeah, no, that's private. We are
mm-hmm.
Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on the sign, anyway.
Okay.
8 Eva Taylor Private, mm-hmm. Ottawa,
State. Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, K2B8L1. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's that area, but the code down there, I don't remember.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be at that. How the hell do you call it? On the.
And Alkin Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that's where I'm going to be. Yeah.
Yeah?
That's it. That's where I'm going to be.
That's good.
And I'm going to be storyteller.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Storyteller in residence.
Yeah.
And I've got my ticket to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me my fare.
Good.
Go there and to come back.
And how long are you going to stay there?
Till March the 7th.
So all winter long, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. They put you up as well?
But I don't get paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you get, during my master's year.
I see. But you get food and all that.
No, I guess I'll have to feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
But they supply my transportation.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck. That's going to be good.
Yeah, number two. There.
You've been there before?
I've been Penticton before.
Oh, yeah.
Many times. I used to fly out of there when I was going to Toronto or to Ottawa or wherever I was going. Go back because I lived over in Kettle Valley.
Oh.
Just past Moose Lake, about 10 miles up the road.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But you're originally from this region, right?
Yeah, I'm from Manitoulin Island.
And you're Ojibwe or Odawa?
Odawa.
Odawa.
Yeah.
How do you spell Odawa?
O-D-A-W-A.
Okay. Is that also an Algonquin language?
Yeah.
So make which is thank you?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. This is how my name is spelled. Yes.
Oh, and
there it is in the Cree syllabic.
Yeah, Cree syllabic.
Hartmut. Or Hartmut, because there's no H, right?
Yeah.
Do you spell the Cree syllabic?
No, I don't write it.
I was in Thunder Bay, mm-hmm. and at the Indian Friendship Center, they had night classes to teach the Cree syllabic, so I went along and I learned to write my name, so I was very proud about that.
Yeah.
But I've got to keep this, otherwise I'll forget how to write it. Okay.
And
so there it is.
I've got my name written in Cree, but you see, in our way of life, we have, and maybe a lot of young people don't know this, I don't know how much, what he's done about it, we have clans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our own Indian name. And then we have the English given name, whatever, or French, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes all the way down to now. My clan is Wawash Gesh.
Wawash Gesh?
Yeah, Wawash Gesh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the clan. That means deer.
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 Deer. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know the deer?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it means. Okay, my name, when I was about 2 years old was given to me, and she called me Bebom Seth. Okay, I'll write that. Now, there's more than one way of writing it. And then I've got a sign.
I told
Red
Sheriff after I was talking to
him,
the guy who
does the landscape,
I
mentioned the pole. You know what the name of the city is? That's what it means.
Mm-hmm. Bebom
Seth. Means a walker or traveler.
Oh, yeah.
So there's my sign.
So the footprints.
Yeah, footprint. A walk.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
my
name given to me was not this.
No?
No. This is the way. This is the way.
Laurier. Oh, I see.
Only one L.
And no E, huh?
No E. And it isn't like this.
No. So why did you change it to Peltier?
Because I didn't want to be Indian when I was young.
Oh, so you tried to pass, huh?
Didn't I see that in my book?
You did, yeah. That's when you changed it, I see.
I changed my name because I didn't want to be Indian. Because Indians were no good ladies, they were skunks, they were dirty, filthy, nobody to talk to.
So all that racism got in your head, right?
All that came into my head at a very young age.
Oh, you dropped something.
No, that's just my call. I do that all the time. So I have here with me. See, and what they call me here is Lewis.
Dick Winnicombe. That's the reserve?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that your enrollment number?
Oh, that's my band number.
Band number. I've never seen one of these.
Well, here is my tax number.
Oh, I'm not a policeman, I'm sorry. I'm writing this down.
No, I get everything tax free.
Yeah, I know.
So that's my tax number on top, but that's my band number.
That's a nice picture.
Yeah. And now I'm trying to get all back into that
spelling.
Into that spelling.
Oh yeah. Okay.
See, and all my other papers are spelled with
LLE.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I'm getting back to slowly. So slowly I'm doing it. It took me several years to get it into two L's. And now I'm slowly getting back to the one L where I rightfully belong.
That's right. You'd have a hard time now to pass as non-Indian. You'd really have a hard time.
Yeah. Well, I can't figure out who. May have been that guy way down there.
I don't know.
I don't know who sent me the beer. But
just take it. It was given.
I know, but because it just sent from the bar and I don't know who sent it. Unless the bartender.
Maybe it was him.
Old Jack was good. Chinese guy sitting up there. Never known him to. Unless the manager, maybe the manager. Manager sometimes.
Yeah.
Sitting up there.
Do it like I bought a jar probably a year.
Could be.
So it's okay.
Yeah. Somebody said it, I don't know who. I was just looking around the bar to find out. I can't see very good, even though I got glasses on.
I got glasses, but if I want to read something small, I've got to take them off.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather do macaroni than spaghetti.
Well,
I'm just getting down.
You ever worked on another book?
I have three of them finished, and I've never sent them.
Oh. What
I've
kind
got
of
a beautiful book on fire.
Mm-hmm.
All on fire. About different kinds of fires and everything about fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no publisher. And I'm not satisfied with it because it doesn't have flow, like in no foreign land has flow.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, I've got other books published. In fact, I got the plates over here. I guess they're plastic. But you can run the book off. It's called A Wise Man's Speech. A Wise Man Speaks. And it's a beautiful book. But I have no copy. But there's copies in French. And somebody can read French.
Do you know the title in French?
Silence Decree.
Silence?
Silence Decree.
Can you write that?
I don't know how to write it. Because I don't speak French.
Okay.
Silence, Silence of the Cry, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
C-R-I.
Mm-hmm.
Silence Decree.
Okay.
It's a beautiful book. You can get it in anywhere in Quebec.
Uh-huh.
And you can get it in France.
Do you, was there ever an English edition?
Never.
No.
Never been a day published a whole group of them in Quebec City by Indian Affairs.
Oh yeah.
In English. For the Indians in the North.
So, it was published by Indian Affairs in English. The silent silence écrit.
Yeah, but it's also
the
published.
The Wise Man Speaks, huh?
Yeah. But it's also published by, I'll tell you who's got it in French. Here.
And the English was published by Indian Affairs. Okay.
One
would be able to get it through them, I guess.
Here. Right there. Silence Decree.
Okay.
That's who publishes the press.
Okay.
That's all press.
Yeah, yeah, I can write that.
Had a killing.
That's a beautiful book,
too.
How
would trivialize the whole experience? It's a big landing on the world. You know, you have to take a couple of days, talk one day. Actually, it's too bad that
you said you were going to a Thanksgiving dinner this afternoon?
Yeah, but I just found out it's not till 5 o'clock.
It's what?
It's not till 5.
Oh, I see.
I got lots of time.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to go around 5 or 6 as well, because I'm also invited to a Thanksgiving dinner. The place, the people that I'm staying with, but I'm rushing around all the time, you know, so I'm never in, but I will be there. That's a religious printers.
Yeah.
Bibles, Bibles, books, and religious posters.
Yeah.
Okay.
They published.
I'll write that
they
down
took
too.
This. They took this here, and they had a priest translate all that from English into French.
Oh, yeah.
And then they published it. And you can get that book in French anywhere.
Okay, I'll try to get that. My French is not very good, but it should be enough to read.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But,
I didn't know that.
But you don't, you call any prayers back.
They should be able to come up with a copy, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, English, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had a, I still have a book loaned out to a girl with the next bar, but she won't be in until Monday or Tuesday. I'd rather get that book from her.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bar down here where I generally go to once in a while. I haven't been there all week, so I never saw her this week. Now she's in college tonight. So
I'm going to Toronto tomorrow.
Oh, are you?
And I fly home on Tuesday. I've been over here 5 weeks now, so I miss my family. I want to see them again.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would. Well, that, young lady, she's about 30 years old, so I let her read the book, and that's the last book I had.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't brought it back yet. I asked her for it last week.
Oh.
But she said she'd bring it down, because I told her I'm going away and I'll need it when I go to Penticton.
Oh, yeah. You need to take it along, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then all my other books, I got 5 books out.
But listen, I'll give you my card. And
he said they'd be really delirious to have you for about half her salary. Never mind the what he
That's my card.
Okay.
And when you go to Penticton, give my regards to Janet Armstrong and to Glenn Douglas.
Okay.
You know Greg Younging?
Greg?
Greg, yeah. Younging. He's Indian and Chinese background. He's a poet. He's at Carleton, a student. Parker knows him. You don't know him?
He just
writing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
He just went to Penticton yesterday. He'll be there for 1 week. Because there's a woman...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's going to work for me.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. Great.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, he is a wonderful guy. And he is... him and I are going to work on AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be my coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting in a proposal on AIDS with Parker in that department. And when that goes through, then I have to come back and set up everything here and then call a meeting for all the old wise men,
mm-hmm.
Indian men,
mm-hmm.
to come and talk about AIDS.
Yeah.
And see if we can find where we're getting the money is for education only.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to use that funds to bring them together, and we're going to talk mostly about how we educate the people. But what we're really doing, mm-hmm. behind that scene is to find a cure.
Yeah.
And not only the cure, but the cause.
Yeah.
Which is most important. So we find the cure, and if we can find the cause, then we can stop.
That's good.
But whether the old men will release it or not is, mm-hmm. another thing.
Yeah.
The old men say that until all the old men get together and they, you know, and I know all those old men, and they all trust me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to bring all those old men together. From all across Canada and the United States, bring them together. And once I got them together, and then I asked them, you know, we're talking about AIDS. But in the meantime, there's a lot of other medicines,
mm-hmm.
will come out of that. Now, how, the thing is, how do I stop that?
Yeah.
From getting that into the hands of a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Because they make billions of dollars off it.
That's right.
And the old man said, this is medicine. It cannot be sold. That's what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be sold. It's a given.
Yeah.
It must only be given. One and one.
45 difference, so we split
that. Itself.
Yeah.
But we have to build some kind of a... people want to contribute. Because the old man coming together to do that, okay. That can build up.
Mm-hmm.
And those old men will control that fund to bring other old men together,
yeah.
to exchange medicines. And that's what will be used for.
Mm-hmm.
But it cannot be sold.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we stop? I know goddamn well the health and welfare department will stop it.
No,
they'll let it loose and some pharmaceutical company will get it and boom, boom, boom,
and they'll make it so expensive that the victims don't even get it. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I've got all the statistics of how many, you know, I know in the United States, it's the highest rate of AIDS. Africa is second. I mean, there's about 3 million who have it in Africa. There's one guy in Thunder Bay that won't talk to anybody except an old man. I got a call 2 days ago from my daughter up there.
Oh, she's in Thunder Bay?
Yeah. And she says, the AIDS department called her. Well, this guy who's got it, so he must have AIDS. He hasn't got just the HIV, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which will keep you for 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's got AIDS, so that means in 2 years he's going to die.
Yeah,
or maybe less. Maybe he's got 6 months to go or less, I don't know. But if he wants to talk to an old man,
mm-hmm.
who knows? So I said, well, okay, you call the AIDS department here in Ottawa. I gave her the number. Mm-hmm. I said, who to talk to? And I said, maybe they'll ship a guy from my reserve, Alec Fox, to go up there to Thunder Bay and talk to this boy.
Alec?
Fox.
Fox? Oh, Fox, like the animal?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wagosh is his name. Wagosh is the actual name, but they call him Fox because Fox means
Wagosh.
Wagosh. Wagosh means fox.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alec Fox is the man that they should talk to. He's a medicine man. And very highly respected by all the natives across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not that old guy here and I am.
Mm-hmm.
But he's very highly respected.